Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How you?
Blog Talk Radio.
I am blessed.
I am too.
Well, praise the living God. The God we serve is good. He's awesome.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, tonight we have decided we're going to do a different program. It's called Can We Talk? And I'm going to open and pray. Ma'am?
I just said, can we talk?
Can we talk? And that's the issue that I want to just bring out tonight to a lot of people. And I pray that they come on the line. Some have called me. Some will come, some won't. But anyway, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything you have done for us this day, bringing us closer to you, giving us a better understanding of you, showing us what you are doing in our lives. I want to thank you for KESK Radio Station. I want to thank you for all the participants. I want to thank you for everyone who's going to be on the radio, those who are far and near. Let this be the unreached and the untold that they'll come to know Jesus Christ. Tonight's the night, Father, we just praise you. We love you and we adore you. Without you, we can do nothing, but all things are possible to those of us that believe. And we just want to thank you for the things we have read and heard and seen in our lives, Father. Tonight, we just, can we talk? Will you talk with us, Father? We talk to the people that come on the radio line. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, one of the great things I've come to understand about what God does, A. Royal, is God is, he's consistent. He is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
He never fails us. He never leaves us alone. It's us who are trusting in him. And I want to thank you for the conversation that you had with my beloved this afternoon.
We had a good time, and I strongly agree with her suggestion. That's what our topic should be tonight, just talking about what me and her talked about.
Okay, let's do it. Marty, go ahead.
After me and her got off the phone, I prayed, of course, and was talking to God. And then I was going through some of my VA stuff that I supposed to be filling out. And in there, I had made some copies of this here, 10 topics in the Bible that everyone mm-hmm. should think about. Now, I just mm-hmm. want to put this out there in the air. I strongly believe God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
True.
We know that the children of Israel, but here, this is 1 to 10. Listen at this. Could this be, number one is, could this be nuclear destruction, Zechariah 14:1. Number
mm-hmm.
two. Could this technology be read about in the Bible, Revelations 13:16, and 17, Revelations 14:9, the mark of the beast, and then number three, Job 9:24, let us know the wicked people are controlling the earth. This
mm-hmm.
is, that's Daniel 9:27. I'm not reading you all the stuff. I'm just giving y'all the verses and the questions. This is still number three, Revelations 2:14, and through Revelations, yeah, still 2:14. Now, number four, what about this scripture? This scripture, could it be referring to martial law? That is. Second, can't make that out. Second, that must not be the, this must be one of the lost books of the Bible that it's given the reference to. Second,
yeah.
2 ESDRAS. I got the lost books of the Bible. I'll have to go in there and find that. 15:17, for a person will desire to go into a city and shall not be able to do so. Well, that's in Revelations also. Matthew, that's Matthew 25. Okay, now that was number four. Number five, Jewish people are, that's two R's now, not of the unedge of Jacob. This is one of the questions. These are questions that are, these are, this is under the topics of 10 topics in the Bible that everyone should think about. Jewish people are not of the lineage of Jacob. That's number five. We'll come back to that. And let me see what scriptures it gave. Okay, it gave Genesis 25, Genesis 36, 1 through 10, 1, 10 through 16, rather. And then it gave Numbers 24, 20. Okay, that was question number five. Number six, who are the Israelites today? The Bible says that they still walk the earth. Romans 11, 1 and 2. Malachi 3, 6. That was question number 6. Now, number 7. Who are the real illegal aliens?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. 2 Kings. I'm going to fax this over to you. 2 Kings 17, 3. And 2 Kings 17, 6. Uh-huh. So Israel was carried away out of their own land. And it gives this same scripture, 2 Esdras 13, 14, 40. Idris. That's got to be out of the lost books of the Bible. Okay, I picked this. I was on the street and somebody gave me this, and I came home and I made a copy of it, and I was going to give, me and Pat was together when I did this. And that was seven. Number eight, the Jews are black, B-L-A-C-K, not back, but black. Now I'm going to read this whole little paragraph. Descendants of the slaves of the transatlantic slave trade. They are the tribe of Judah, Jews. In 70 AD, over 100 million Jews fled into Northwest Africa, fleeing Roman persecution. Years later, they were brought to America in captivity from Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolf R. Windsor. That's the writer of it. Rudolf R. Windsor, W-I-N-D-S-O-R. That's on page 84 of the Hebrewism of West Africa by Joseph J. Williams. Jews are black. So y'all look up that book. And that's in Deuteronomy 28:68, Hebrews 7:14, Revelations 1:13 through 15, Acts 13:1, Exodus 4:4 through 7, Acts 21:37, 38, and Exodus 2:15 through 19. That was number eight question. Okay, number nine. Your future is in danger. Curse. This is number 10. I'm not reading the whole paragraph. I'm just reading y'all the questions there. But I read the whole paragraph of the Jews are black in verse 8. Now, question number 10, this is the last one. How do we endure the danger and trouble that is to come? And then it has a whole bunch of scriptures. The 12 tribes of Israel, I'm going to read the paragraph. The 12 tribes of Israel must unite again. Zephaniah 1, under Christ. On top of that, all people must serve the Lord in righteousness and truth, as it was intended from the beginning, John 4, 24, and live by the laws, statutes, and commandments of old, Matthew 5, 17 through 19, Romans 7, 1, the royal law of love, James 2, 8 through 16, Hebrews 10, 7, not solely rely on grace. I don't agree with that. Okay, but I haven't studied none of these. This is just a pamphlet that I picked up and made some copies off of. Because when I picked it up, I didn't read it until I was in the car riding, and I said, "Whoa! I wish I'd have got more of these. I don't even remember what little store we was in that I got it." But listen at this. So this might be like your wife was telling me. These might be the same people that your wife was telling me about y'all son's friend, what he belongs to. I don't know, but I didn't know Muslims believe like this. I don't think Muslims believe in the royal law of love. But, listen at this. They got a class meeting. It's Tuesday. At Hebrew Vocation, Thursdays at Bible study, Saturdays Sabbath class. So it's right here out here by me on South Kester. I won't give that address because I haven't read it enough to think. But I just was interested in seeing how they. I thought this would be interesting for some people to call in and challenge this, because I'm not saying I agree with all of this. I'm not saying I'm pro or con, but my wife had such an interesting conversation, and one of the most interesting things she said, I look at Jimmy Swaggart every now and then, but I haven't watched him in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I'll say, because I watch his grandson sometime. He's sort of interesting. But she was saying that his wife was explaining why they were Republicans, and that I would have liked to try to see that, because it. And as I was telling her, that I feel when they hollered the king, I'll just call him the king, the Pharaoh or whatever he was, asked, who do y'all want, Jesus or Barabbas? Who did they holler for, y'all? Who did they holler for? That's the question I want to ask the audience tonight. Who did they ask for? Barabbas! Barabbas! If you've seen the Ten Commandments or any of the movies, even the movie Barabbas, you will see that they cried for Barabbas to be set free and not Jesus. And that's why I see this modern day life and the brainwashing and the juice that these people, the Jones, the Kool-Aid these people done drank, number 45 has some strong followers that he don't have many, but he has some strong ones who would die for him and kill for him. So these same, and most of these here followers are proclaiming Christians. Most of these followers proclaim they are servants of God. But like me and your wife just had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful discussion, which everybody in the world needs this discussion. Are they really born again? Have they really been passed from death unto life? Have they really tasted and seen that Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth? Or do they just go to church Do they just study their Bible? Are they a cult? Because the Bible teaches you can study the Bible. It teaches that you can know the Bible and quote the Bible. And it teaches that you can be lost.
After Amen.
All of the letter of the Bible kills. But the Spirit is the only thing that can give you life. So, yes, don't be excited by me because I can quote you scriptures. But be wonder where my heart is. And the word already tells us, you will know them by their love one for another. This paper I read, y'all, said the raw law of love. That I agree with, that little verse right there, that little part.
Yeah.
I thoroughly, because... except you love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Strength.
Yes.
Did y'all look at that one? Don't believe me? Find the scripture right quick and challenge me on it, y'all. And strength, it says. Hallelujah. Love the Lord and then love your neighbor as yourself. Hang all the law of the prophets on these two laws. This is the royal law, love. This is the royal law of love. And so therefore, don't be impressed because somebody's on TV and been on it for 50 or 60 years. You know, we think longevity means soundness. But there are people who sat in churches for 40 years and 50 years, never met Jesus Christ. I can attest to that. My mother lived in the Baptist church, practically. And I had to go to church. Me and my brother and sisters had to go to church every Sunday. And we went to Sunday school and summer vacation Bible school all through the years. All Baptist, of course. And Catholic. I went to Catholic summer school, too. However, I learned a lot about God, sang the song, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. We was raised on those songs, you know, as little kids, but I wasn't born again yet. I didn't get born again till I was in my 25 years old. You know, but when I began to seek, hunger, and thirst after Him, and wanted to know Him, then I asked. All the other time I was lost. On my way to hell. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I wasn't saved. That's one thing Christians don't understand. The lost don't know they lost. They all want to. You watch TV any time of the day. Watch any show you want to watch. The vulgar ones, the good ones. You're going to hear people say, but I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I want to be a good person. How many of y'all are be a good person? A good person now. A good person is a good aspiration. But what makes you good? What would make us good? Just because I don't cut, kill, steal, and all those Ten Commandment things don't make me a good person. Only thing, I'm a righteous person. I'm a righteous person. I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And the only way I got to be righteous was by being born again, which I didn't have anything to do with but ask. But the only way I got born again was I hungered, I thirsted, and I asked, and God filled me. So That's what I'm asking you. Make your calling, there's a scripture, say, make your calling and your election sure. Make it sure. So call in. Light up the phone. Light it up. Light it up. Light up this phone. Tell me you're crazy and I'll tell tree. Because I want you to tell me that the Jews ain't black. Tell me that we ain't the chosen people. I don't care because I'm chosen not because I'm black. I'm chosen because God chose me before the foundation of the world. He didn't choose me because of my color. He chose me because of his plan, not mine. See, so those people that are hung up on white superiority and black superiority and all them foolish things, we serve a God that is a spirit. He's a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So white supremacy and Ku Klux Klan and the black Muslims and the black Panthers and the black superiorities and all these, underneath y'all bleed. Y'all got a heart that's pumping blood. Y'all got a brain, those that ain't filled it up with Kool-Aid juice, you know. But all of us still got to stand before the living God, the living God. Every man got to give account. But see, here's the catch. That scripture don't mean those that have been born again. We're going to be in a different judgment. We're going to be in a different judgment because all my sins is hung on the cross when Jesus Christ hung on that cross and said, it is finished. When I received him and passed from death, I was dead in my sins and trespasses. When I got reborn, rebirthed, and became alive, now I'm alive forevermore, forevermore. And the way I need to feed the life that's in me is by studying and seeking God and praising and worshiping and glorifying and honoring and giving him all his glory that he's due daily, momentarily, if you possibly can. You know, I try to praise him 7 times a day. I promise you. David said in the Psalms, I will praise you 7 times a day. I praise him. I try to praise him 7 and plus more because God is worthy of every breath that I take, every thought that I make, and all my thoughts are not pleasing to God. So, because the word done already said, if I think of killing somebody or if I think of hating somebody, I've already murdered him. So how many of us are murderers? All of us are murderers. Somebody has taken you to the limit at one time or another. So we all have murdered. We all are liars. We've all done all those things. But how many of you got the blood standing in the gap, the blood, that blood that Jesus Christ shed on that cross when they nailed him in his hands and nailed him on his, put that crown of thorns on him? How many of us realized when he said and hung his head after he had asked God, why have thou forsaken him? When he done the greatest, I mean, God had never been separated from Jesus ever. That was a moment in. That's why the sun refused to shine, y'all. Do you read the scriptures? The sun refused to shine. The dead got up and walked. When God turned his head away from Jesus on that cross. Oh, glory. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is awesome. That's the most magnificent thing. Above all of that, in spite of how wretched I am, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter that God himself promised, God said, I must go away, but I will not leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you a comforter. And Jesus is so beautiful. Holy, holy, holy. He didn't even tell us. And he will be in you. And he told us he shall lead you and guide you through all truth. 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 So please, people, ask God to remove the shackles from your eyes. And ask God for his wisdom and his hearing ear, that you will hear the truth and not follow this false antichrist that's popping up. Because this antichrist is coming. But, you got to be really crazy. I mean, anybody who's a bragger, a boaster, and a liar, the Bible say the devil is the son, is the father of all lies. So how could you think any part of that is of God? How can you think that is of God? How can you think that my salvation is less than your salvation? How, just because I'm black or blue or whatever color I am. How can you think, let's flip it. How could I think that just because I'm black, a Native American, that my salvation is any less or any more than the Caucasian, the Caucasian? Huh? How could we? It has nothing to do with our color. It has everything to do with that man inside of you, the spirit man. That's the real you. That's the real you and me. That's the man you can't see with a mirror, and it has no color. And that's the man that's going to live for eternity. Eternity. Eternity and past and beyond. Who will never be out of existence. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I tell y'all, I hope the world heard this tonight, because I did not speak myself at all. The Holy Spirit has taken over, and I give him all the praise in the name of Jesus, because he don't even want your praise without it being in Jesus' name. I promise you, Jesus is the most important. Most important. I can't say thing. I can't say entity. He's the most important creator in existence. There is none greater. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my time is up. But I wasn't even supposed to speak. We were supposed to have an open discussion. I wasn't trying to take over. I enjoy everybody coming in and giving their parts or asking questions or challenging. I like a good challenge. I like other thought process. Me and Mrs. Hunter had the greatest. I love her. She puts my brain to work. She's a brilliant woman, and she gave me a lot to think about. And I love people to bounce their thoughts off on me, and I love to think about. I'm not narrow in my thinking. I'm narrow in the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, there is no other way. I ain't gonna hear no other way. Jesus is it. Yeshua is it. Elohim is it. No, but I am able to regulate and think of some other thoughts if you challenge me. Call us. Call Dr. Hunter. Call him. Tell him, say, Dr. Hunter, I don't agree with your lady that you had on there today. Glory to God. I lift you up, Jesus Christ, in the holy name. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name. He didn't say, do y'all realize, when you go to these churches that say, Mount Ararat, Mount Hoard, Mount... Do y'all realize that's whose name you have just met under? Yeah, I know the name on the building shouldn't matter, but it is still taking praise, it's taking glory from God when you go to Mount Calvary, That's the hill, not the. The man who died on the hill is more important than the hill. Oh, glory to God! Don't get me started. Some of this stuff, the Bible say in the Psalm that God sits high and He laughs. He laughs at the derision of man because it's so idiotic. Man is so idiotic. Me too. I ain't talking about just you. Us. We. My time is up. It's 8 o'clock. In the name of Jesus, I bid you the love of Christ to abide, rest, and rule in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Dr. Hanna. Hey, Dr. Hanna.
Praise the Lord, Ms. Love.
Yeah. Hey, say,
I'm on the line.
Hey, thank you, sister. Say something. Talk. Take over from here. Go ahead. Praise
As I called Dr. Hunter and asked him he's going to be on, he said, yeah, and we're going to talk. So let's talk. Let's talk. So my talk tonight is, have you done your inspection on yourself? Have you done your inspection on yourself? And this thought came to me from over here where I live. This whole week, they've been preparing for inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning I woke up. This is the day they did it. And I had a prayer, and I want you to hear this prayer when I pray. I say, dear Father, I come to you alone, asking you to forgive us all of our wrongdoing and saying to each other here at Spring Trace Apartment, help us to forgive one another. Let our light shine and our enemies be scattered. We bind the big demon called gossip around here, tale-bearing, false lies being told. Let us all clean our spiritual house, the spiritual house first, that we may pass Yah's inspection. So spiritual house, your spiritual house might be cluttered. It might be cluttered with all of that gossip and lies and tale-bearing and jealousy and envy and strife.
Mm-hmm.
Let us remove, come on now, some things out. So if you find these things in your inspection, move them out. Throw them away. Throw them in the trash. You know, when you're cleaning your house, there are papers you got since 2000. You don't need them. Trash it. And some people holding on to them. You don't need them. Just get the trash out. Get it out of your house. Get it out of your spiritual house. And then rearrange. What is rearrange? Rearrange your thoughts. Rearrange your mind. Rearrange the way you think. And then let us put our pride and tradition ways away. Right here. I face it every day. A sister just plagued with pride. And she'll tell you she'd rather be hungry than ask for something. Pride and tradition, the way you were brought up. My mom and daddy, that's the way they taught us. We don't ask nobody for nothing. That's pride. That's tradition.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And then I said, be a friend to our neighbors. You got a neighbor, show yourself friendly. In order to have a friend, you have to show yourself friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, we pray. We pray for our manager, her attitudes, to change, to hear and desire and do something about it. They don't have any meetings to hear what the senior citizens have need of. They just don't care. But we asking God to change the manager attitude And so I say, Lord, I thank you for this prayer, and I thank you for her staff and everyone there. And in my prayer, I pray during this inspection time, I know a sister named, not important over here, but she's being evicted, and she was telling me how to manage to call the police on her and what have you. And, Lord, I'm praying, but I don't want to go beyond my boundaries. And I asked her, did she want to move? She said, no. She said, I have nowhere to go. You know, I want to really go in their office and say to the manager, let us not do this to one another. If y'all can make peace and she can ask you to forgive her or her forgive you, just like I did, that she may be able to stay here. So, God, I ask you to give me the wisdom of God to not go beyond my boundaries, but I want to help everybody. And I know you can't help everybody, but you sure can pray for everybody. So in the Let's Talk tonight, I want to thank God for the challenges that I went through, because it made me really get my house together. And hey, I want to thank him. He brought my daughter out here, and honey, I got like a new house. She changed all my furniture around for me and everything. So out of the inspection, Out of the inspection, I got good. So that's my thought tonight. Apply to yourself a spiritual inspection. A spiritual inspection. Inspect yourself. Inspect and see what's not like God inside of you, along with what we heard from Minister Love tonight. And we give God the praise and the glory. That's my talk tonight.
Amen, Sister Esther. But we appreciate that on the inspection, and you are also a pretty expert on that. This paper I found. Did you hear that part that I read about the 10? It said the 10 topics in the Bible that everybody should think about.
No, because I got on a little late when I came on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if. If I got this paper, I picked it up in a store somewhere. I don't know where I got it, but after I started reading it, I said, gee, I wish I'd have got many more. And so I made some copies and had planned to give Brother Marvin and Sister Pat one. But
okay.
It's from what your son-in-law is, Yahweh. I think it's part of either Yahweh, but I don't see Yahweh's name on here nowhere. But let
okay.
me... for those who might have just joined us late, we want to continue talking about inspection, though. That is a great, it's, like you say, inspect ourselves. Inspect ourselves. And you, it was so many great points you brought out. Also,
yes.
I pray for my neighbors. But we don't realize what people are going through. I've had my manager try and evict me before, and it was I tell you though, God brings trouble so that you will call on Him. He don't bring trouble. I take that. Please forgive me, y'all. I didn't think it like that. God don't allows trouble so
yes.
that you seek Him, because He has the answer, and so. I know by knowing you that you did tell this woman if she would put her trust in the Lord that He's able.
Right. Let me tell you, Minister Love, about gossip.
Mm-hmm.
The way I found out, she approached me. I was coming from the pool, and she said, oh, yeah, Miss S, I heard that you and the manager had it, and she wanted to give you eviction notice. I said, uh-huh, see the gossip. And then she said, well, you know, she gave me an eviction notice. Well, I just said right there, gossip went out, because some things that was discussed, I already know it wasn't discussed with everybody. So when people gossip, it just brings mess. But the way you do it, you just ignore it and stand on your rights for what is right. And I spoke it, and it happened. I said, the lady already made peace with me. She told me, you don't have to do nothing to your house, Sylvester. I'm not even coming back up there. And God is my witness. They didn't even come to my apartment today. They couldn't. God fixed that. They didn't even come over here. But my house was in perfect peace. It was in perfect order. But she promised me it was okay because my house was okay in the beginning, but it did have a lot of little things on display. And to some people you would call it clutter. I had to find out the difference in clutter and display and rearranging. I had a little too much stuff in my front room. So I took a lot of stuff out of my front room and made me a big old den in my second bedroom. So I rearranged. Now think about that word, rearrange. And think about trashing. Trashing things you don't, what do you hold on for? You know, a sister told me, she said, Sister Esther, what you got this box up here for? What you got this box? I had boxes, like if you had a mixer, I kept my mixer box or my iron box. She said, what do you have that for? Trash it. Okay. When you're ready to move, just get you another box.
That's true. I agree. I understand why you kept those too, because, when you get ready to move, you already have the box. I agree.
Yeah.
That's the way we think. Me too. I'm the same way. But I am begging God, and I want all y'all audience to pray with me. Help me. Because, see, I sew, and then my biggest problem is I have beautiful things that I might want to get rid of, but I can cut it up and cover a pillow with it. And that's the catch. And in the pile, I'll say, well, I'm going to give that to, I'm going to get rid of that. And then I think, ooh, but that make a beautiful pillow.
I know. Let it go. Sometimes, you know, I'm going to tell you, I hope someone is listening, and this is the truth. A lot of times I keep a lot of my clothes like in a hamper thing, and I had forgot I had the hamper one time, and the Lord had me go through everything in there. He said, if you forgot you had the hamper, everything in here, you haven't used it in one whole year. Give it away. Give it away. You forgot you had the pants down here. You forgot you had the shirt down here. You forgot. So what? You ain't going to wear it. You didn't wear it. Give it away.
Yeah, I know. I agree, but it's so hard. So we're asking all of you out there that are on the line, call us and challenge us. That need of inspecting yourself. All of those think they are superior, either, if you'd heard me, these 10 things, this here, listen to this, I'm going to read it again for this hour because I read it for last hour. It's 10 questions. Some of them I might read the paragraph. Number one is, could this be referring to nuclear instructions, Zechariah 14:1? Listen at that. Listen, I'm gonna read part of what it says. Their flesh shall consume away, while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes. Wow, that was number one. This is part of the 10 topics in the Bible that everyone should think about. Verse 2. The second one is, should this technology be read about in the Bible, Revelations 13:16 and 17, Revelations 14-9, the mark of the beast? Number three, this is question number three now. Job 9:24, let us know that the wicked people are controlling the earth. Daniel 9:26 states, these are the people of the prince of darkness. Their objective is to keep control of the earth by keeping all mankind away from the heavenly Father. In the book of Numbers, Balak overcame God's people. Let me see. Let me make sure my eyes ain't skipping. Balak, the king of Moab, taught the entire world how to overcome God's people, the Israelites, by separating us from our heritage and the correct way to serve our Creator, Revelation 2:14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to commit fornication. Those who govern the earth today follow the blueprint of the doctrine of Balaam, Revelation 2:14, keeping us delusional by destroying our minds, stealing our identity, distracting us with sexual immorality, drugs, false religion, worldly desires, political theater, dreams, and war. They plan to totally annihilate the Lord's creation. Boy, that was number three.
Right.
Number four, what about this scripture? Could it be referring to martial law? Now, this must be the part where this book is it quotes in here is two ESDRAS. That must be when I get off the phone tonight, I'm gonna look at my lost books of the Bible and see if that's one of the books. But it's given that as a scripture. I don't recall that ESDRAS in the King James Version. 15-17, for a person will desire to go into a city and shall not be able to do so. Now, whether that's in the lost books of the Bible, that's also in the, I don't know why they didn't use the regular Bible. That's in Matthew 25, basically. That was number four. That was the
all it's doing is what the Bible says, Minister Love, he says that knowledge would be increased. And a lot of stuff we don't know, but it's been there, it's out there, and it's going to be increased. And we have to have an open ear and an open mind, and then we have to go back and research.
Mm-hmm.
Confident in our own spirit about what we read, what we pick up, what we see, what we hear. And the Holy Ghost, like you always say, he's the teacher. He's not going to let us go wrong about nothing.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
He ain't.
Nothing.
He really ain't. If we listen to him, if we be like the man on the donkey, on the ass, and just keep turning ahead, then we will, once we over in the midst of it. But, you know, that this here, this thing of inspecting and this thing of the 10 reasons, and broad is the way, the Lord had me share, broad is the gate that leads to destruction, narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. So we want to be narrow in following Christ. There is no compromise when it comes to following Christ.
Right.
He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life, L-I-F-E. And if people think that there's many ways to God all through these false teachings and religion, like you just said, has increased. It is increased. Knowledge has increased. People are wise enough. They are wise.
And the worst spirit at this hour you could deal with, sister, is a stubborn spirit.
Oh, yeah.
See, a stubborn spirit is
witchcraft.
Just like you're trying to pull a jackass to the water to drink so he can live. Mm-hmm. And it won't come.
Right.
He'll butt
so
against
it.
You. He'll butt against you.
Say that is
that's how we have on this earth. We got some people for their life, they're going to lose their life because they're too stubborn to obey.
Mm-hmm.
They're too stubborn to obey. They're too stubborn to repent. They're too stubborn to say, I was.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
I can
hear you.
I can hear you now. Uh-huh.
What happened to Dr. Hunter?
I don't know. Dr. Hunter.
He went off?
I don't know. Dr. Hunter?
I'm on the line listening.
God bless you, Dr. Hunter. I hope you enjoyed what you hear.
Well, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you good now. Hear you good.
Okay, there's a lady that's going to be on the line. She's come. She's got some issues, and she just called in. And I told her I wouldn't expose her, but I would do it this way. Bear with me for just a minute.
Okay.
Amen. All right, and she says, let's see. Thank you, Jesus. She says I've been weeping, don't know why. So emotional. This should bless me. It has blessed me. And so I sent her back and asked her would she come and have prayer with her. I would not expose her. And so I ask you prayer warriors to take her and start praying for her. She needs help right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Almighty Father
Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus, we bind all those spirits of depression and anxiety that is popping up for those that have the wisdom and the knowledge. Ask for your help, God. She's asking for your help, Lord, and we know there is no one greater than you, Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, say that you're going to wipe away all of our tears, Lord. Oh, we thank you for ministering in her spirit now. Increase the Holy Ghost inside of her now. Let him be that comforter that your word promised us, Lord. Your word say, I'm sending you the comforter, and he shall lead you and guide you into all truth. Let the words that come out of her mouth declare and decree what you thus said the Lord, that you have the power, Father, and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And yea, you are with us always, even unto the end of the earth. We thank you, Lord, for going to this sister. You know who she is. We don't have to know her name. Not only is she suffering, but there are many like her. For every one person that has a problem that we know, there's 1,000 more that is going through the same. And so we ask you, Father, to just reign in their life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, the authority that you have given to all of us, it belongs to each one, name by name and title by title. But this night, our sister has called, and we stand with her. We stand in the same ring she's in right now. We call the devil a bold-faced liar.
Amen.
And all of the incidents that are going on in her life, while she's trying to come in and beat her, make her feel like she's nothing, Father. I ask you to touch Jesus right now, Father, amen. In the name of Jesus. To hold her right now, Father. Hold her right now in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing flow over her, Father. Inside, let it come out of her belly. Let that anointing come out of her belly. Let the tears that she has are tears of joy, not disappointment, but tears of joy. And we declare the decree this day in Jesus' name. That enemy can no longer tempt her. That enemy can no longer fuss with her. That enemy can no longer, but it's according to what she would do. And now we recommend to the Father that she will come closely to you, that she will just say, yes, Lord, here I am. And then, Father, the things you're doing for her right now, you're blessing her, you're keeping her, you're showing her right now, Father. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, let it be on the crown of her head and the sole of her feet. Let that fire destroy all that wickedness. Let it start. It's a beautiful woman. She's a woman that loves you. She's a woman that's praising you. Will you bless her, Father? I know you have. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we come and take full authority over this spirit called low self-esteem. We bind you, we cast you out into high and dry places, and let her know in the name of Jesus she is somebody, because she belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed on Calvary, he bought us with a price. So you know what I'm saying? It's nothing in us that is not like him. And Lord, let her know she is worthy as he is worthy to rise up and take authority over any situation that she's going through right now, God. Let her rise up, put the sword in her hand, and take the head off of low self-esteem, Father God. And if it's anything that she done and she think is wrong, let her repent in her own secret closet. Call it out by name. And when you do so, know that God has forgiven you, because you bought with a price. You bought with a price. Father God, the enemy comes to all of us. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy what God has given us. But God said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd. How I don't know how to see the shepherd know his sheep. So be encouraged. In
Amen. The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's
yes,
a liar.
He is.
He's a liar.
Yes, he
see,
is.
One thing we always say, you got to put your faith down on the enemy, and you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You got to read that word. You got to say that word. You got to believe that word. But Jesus said he's all things, not something, but all things. I'm proof of it.
All things are proof of it. All of us are
proof of it. And we love you, sister. We want you to know that we love you. We thank God for you.
We love you,
and
too.
We are praying for you. Is there anything else we can help you with?
Yes, God. Yes, just keep praying for me, because, oh, my God, I've been married 17 years, and I'm just tired. I'm tired of I don't know what's wrong with my husband. He just, it's like we're not equally yoked. But we're raising a 9-year-old grandbaby from birth, and she has a heavy anointing on her. But the thing about it is just that he's just so mean and cruel to me at times. The way he talks, it's not what I want. This is not what I want. I want more God and less of me. I want more God and less of me. I want to walk in the authority of God. Anything else doesn't matter. It's all about God. It's not about me. And God is using me to raise this child. But enough is enough. Enough is enough.
But just keep lifting him up to God. I tell you, sister, you got the victory. You don't know how close you are. You are more victorious right now than you was when he was acting nice. You right now. But just flee to God with everything. anything. Go straight to the bathroom or to the closet. Every time he makes you cry, any tears you shed, God hears them, I promise you. And God will move. You give him to God thoroughly, and God will move. I've been there too many times. God He'll do it for you. Yes, ma'am. And 17 years you done put up with it. Honey, you got the victory. You got it. You need to look at him as if he's an angel. You got to start looking at him like you don't see all the evil that's really in him, that you see somebody else standing in his stead. I'm telling you, you got to. I know it's hard.
Oh, Jesus, it's hard. It's hard.
You don't have to tell me how hard it is. I know how hard.
Especially when you got one of his sisters just in his ear constantly.
Oh yes. I got another situation. I know just like that. Yes, ma'am. But you are more powerful than him and her together, honey. You're more powerful than they together, and you win it with a smile. You win it with tears on your knees, crying to God. Though I promise you, we have the victory. I didn't think God could bring me through that. Ooh, honey, my husband, he was 6 feet two, stood over me and kicked me and stomped me. And I promise you, I didn't even feel one of the stomps or one of the I didn't feel it. I promise you, when they stoned Steve and all them bricks that they threw at him to kill him, and he looked up and he said, "Behold, I see the Son of Man." I promise you, he didn't feel him. He didn't feel him because I didn't feel him. My children were standing there when he put his hands around my neck. I'm laying on the floor. And at that time, I really was evil. I said, "Kill me. Get on and kill me." But he cut that wind off. I saw stars. But I tell you, God, it was God. But I said, "God, you said I had to stay in this marriage, but you know I didn't want him. I didn't want to be married when I got saved. I got the Holy Ghost when I was married to him." But God made him leave me. Thank God. Thank God.
Mm.
Thank God. Yes, ma'am. God did it. I'm a little witness. Being faithful to God and obedient to God and looking to God and just praying. Just praying.
That's it.
Yeah. You're crying now. You're going to cry.
Yeah.
But God wipes away every one of them tears. The more God only hears, I used to say, "God, hear me when I cry." Boy, when I would cry to God, God moves. God moves.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I was like, "Lord, how much more?" I mean,
I did too. I said the same thing. Oh, man. I mean, the day he and kicked me was because I said, "Geez." I was fixing their dinner, their breakfast, and I was putting their food on each plate as I was going around the table. And I heard a little something on my radio, and I said, "Thank you, Jesus." Next thing I knew, I was on the floor. I was on the floor, and he was kicking and stomping me.
Mm-mm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No.
The Bible says we will suffer many things for his name. Well, I have suffered. I have paid my dues for the name of Christ, just for the name,
mm-hmm.
not for nothing else, not my opinion, not my theory, just for his name. I live and I breathe and I die for the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, God. That is what I want to die for. I don't want to die mm-hmm. for none of this other stuff that's going on, but for the name of Christ, I will.
Amen.
I gladly die down in my life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, but I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy enough to do that. I ain't in that kind of standing. I ain't in that kind of stature. But that's my desire, is to glorify and magnify and exalt God. Yes, sir. You tell him, you tell him one of these days when God gets you prepared, you tell him, "Do you know God is inside of me?" That'll scare him. And I'm telling you, God will make you read his mind. I'm telling you what God can do. You are so powerful right now. You can't even begin to believe who you are. You, I didn't know it either. I didn't know it. God brought me through. It was awesome. It was unbelievable. But mm-hmm. you are Papa. We stand with you. We stand with you. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that 9-year-old is going to be a great, great, great witness for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. With Dr. Hunter, I just invited a pastor of a church to come on the line. Are you there, Pastor Vicki?
Yes.
I see you right now.
Okay, and this is Dr. Hunter, a radio, and he has the show Let's Talk. And so little subjects, different things we've been talking about, and I was talking about spiritual inspecting your own tabernacle for stuff that don't need to be there. And I'm just giving you a little, run on what we was discussing, and then I would like to hear from you. But before I get off, I want everybody to pray with me about a young man, Pastor Johnson, my ex-husband's son. He's in a gorilla prison, and he wants me to write a letter to the parole board for his son. And I'm just waiting on God to give me the right words to say. I really like to see this young man out because he's been in prison since he was about 19 years old, and he's probably about, I don't know how old he is now, but he's not that old, but he's spent most of his life in prison, and I hate to see that for him. So these are the thoughts I want to bring out, and Pastor Vicki, if you have something you want to say, let's talk.
Oh, I'm just listening. You had ran across my mind. I was just sitting here, and the Lord just told me to call you. So, you know, I just believe that, God orders our steps. And you gave me the number, and I'm just, enjoying to hear. I was listening to the young lady and how she was, speaking, and I was just enjoying hearing her. Amen.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just what God does. He helps us to just listen sometimes, Pastor Vicki. And I know it had to be God because I haven't seen Pastor Vicki in about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
When God put people on your heart, you just obey. That's what we was talking about, obedience. Mm-hmm. So by you obeying me, you connected to some more great people. Minister Love, Princess Love is on the line.
Praise the Lord.
Dr. Connor is on the line. This is his radio show. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's blessed.
And then we got the sister we just prayed for. What was your name, sister? Well, the sister we just prayed for, she's also on the line. And remember to pray for her and anybody else going through marital troubles. Because that is part of the price. It's a good statue builder, I promise you.
Yes. Well, we thank God for everybody because it's a blessing. You know, I'm going to say this. I know the saints of God, true saints, we sold out for God.
Amen.
And the point is that you cannot be everywhere every time they having something. You cannot be on everybody's conference lines and program because if you do, you're missing your quiet time with God. And see, I'm a person, I love to be in God's presence.
Me too.
I love to be in his presence. So a lot of times I just don't commit myself to a lot of lines. I try to stay in the presence of God, but there are some lines that he quickened me to. And even like tonight, it's a beautiful thing. I would love to have gone to the intercessory prayer tonight. It's at, every Monday night. At 525 Bellway 8, proper Noble. But I can't go to everything, but I can do some things right here in my secret closet in my own house.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Me too.
And so So I'm not trying to discourage nobody for who go a lot, but I'm approaching 80 years old, and I can't go like I used to.
Okay.
It's not that age mean a difference, but God give you wisdom to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I be trying to do all the time, my beloved sister, is I say we got the radio station to reach out and touch.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that need to hear what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make a difference if we can't get to where we want to go. The new technology that God has given to us makes the things available.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is always willing to go, but it's at a request of a person. And I say this because when I've come through, I know what the devil is trying to do. We see his hands all over the world. We see it all in America. We see it right now in America. The president, the congressman. We see it all over the government. We see it in those elected officials. And see, they don't know God like we know him. And then some don't want to know him. That's why Jesus said, God said, he is my brother, my sister, and my mother that love to do the work of God. And so when you love to do the work of God, head it back and forgive me, Father. He said, those who love to do the work of my Father, he is my brother, my sister, and my mother. So that's what he said. So we can just come to that point. And so one thing I will say to the pastor, you are welcome to come on the radio time and this KESK radio station.
Mm-hmm.
We are making some. One of the things that God has done, look at, we went shopping tonight. We stopped by the market, and we found a sister that need our prayer. And here the pastor come. No, Pastor, we love you, and we thank God for you. And we believe what God wants to do in you.
Yes.
It is being done right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now.
Take him right now.
See what God is doing in your body right now. The enemy been trying to say it ain't going to happen.
Right
but
now.
God is releasing. He's releasing. Hallelujah. Shango,
Seko.
Right
now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. And all the
good
is from the fullness. Oh,
okay.
Glory to God. I love you, Father. I love
you,
Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you,
Father. And I want to say this because I almost get off the line. I need to do a little study tonight. But I would like to invite everybody to the conference line on Thursday only. It is from 7 to 8, church by phone. It's been established for some years now. And it's like when you can't get out, and this is to the seniors and others that are handicapped. You can call this line, and you will be blessed. Church by phone, every Thursday morning, 7 to 8. And that number is 1-712-770-8055. And the code is 962-190. If you want to call me later or talk to me, you can. But I'm really getting ready to go in my secret closet and get in the presence of God. It's been wonderful on this radio, and I must go and be with my Father now. And I bless everybody. And
I thank God for everything that's going on.
Amen.
One of the things is the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, are you listening? I want you to know what God is doing in your body. You've been suffering for a long time, but God says he's ready to release that thing against you. It's up to you. See, you're talking to a man who overcame cancer because you took God at his word, and God will do whatever he wants to do for you. I don't care what it is. God can do it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I just, the Lord just says, just be at peace. That he's sending us peace, so that all of us that have been in confusion, mind, state of mind, because he's not the author of confusion, but he is sending peace into the nation. And that's what the word of the Lord has told me. And I give him praise and glory.
Yeah, okay.
Because we need that peace.
And sending peace to the nation.
Yes, sir.
Peace in the nation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Through all the chaos, it's peace coming through.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. God is so good. Thank y'all for allowing me to call and be in peace. Just receive the peace and walk in peace.
Amen.
And you and the families, so many families that are, that seem like they're discombobulated and things are just going wild. And I hope that the young lady that was going through, God is sending peace. And that's what I have for you all tonight.
Amen.
It's peace. It is peace.
Amen.
Whatever he says, whatever it looks like, though chaos is prevalent, there is peace, and that peace is coming in our spirits.
Yes.
That peace is coming in our spirits that we might
Thank
be
God.
Able to attack that which is evil.
Uh-huh.
And not
Amen.
Attach ourselves to that.
Yes.
That's
yes.
where the peace is coming in our spirits. And
Amen.
As the peace is in our spirits, when we walk, wherever we go, wherever we walk, wherever we go, that peace is going to be generated throughout the places. So God says, go freely and make sure that you go into different places. Because every place that you go, you're marking that place, and you are the one that is releasing the peace into the atmosphere. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
We don't have to stay inside no more. Everybody's not going. He says, the more you go, the more peace will be put out into the nations. And that's what the Lord
Amen.
Says.
Amen.
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 And I know this is God because I'm feeling it in
Amen.
My spirit. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God. Everything
right.
God does is good. Even when
Amen.
We don't understand.
Amen.
But he said the only way that we're going to get through is we must have peace. And he's going to give it to us. And it's coming
peace.
Through our spirit. Oh, boy, you'll see. God will show you. God, he's already showing you. Because that's what we long for. We long for peace.
Okay.
If we have peace, we can get through. We can go through.
Yes.
But God is using
yes.
his servants
yes.
to go into places and release the peace. Out of your spirit, you're going to be able to release that which is good. Because there's too much evil that is prevalent in the nation right now.
Yes, it is.
In stores, and well, on the job. This is just regular places that we go to. That's because the peace is going to be released.
Amen.
And we don't have to be afraid. And many people are going to begin to walk up to you and I and ask, what is it about you? And you're going to be able to just say, it's the peace. It's the peace.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the peace.
Amen.
God bless y'all. Thank you so much. And may y'all be blessed tonight. Amen. And I'm going to keep
y'all
the number. And I am going to call sometimes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you, Lord.
Bye-bye. Oh, glory. Bye-bye.
Oh,
I feel it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Well, you know, one thing I will say, the time we have spent on the radio, God has blessed us beyond our understanding. So tonight we
Thank
spent
you.
That time, and I want to let everybody know tonight. Tonight we just close out tonight. We come back again because there's much work to be done. But I want everybody to know, there's nothing we can do except do what God has said. And the more we open up the lines, the more people come in. And there are people that need a healing. They need. And I will just say this to the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of God belongs to you. The peace of God is ours. May the peace of God walk with us. In Jesus' name, until I meet you again, God bless you.
God bless. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm through.